Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
Reports at the Louvre is closed with raiders, robbers armed with chainsaws, according to initial reports, robbing jewellery purported to have once belonged to Napoleon Bonaparte from the world's most famous museum. With us is John Litchfield, based in Paris. John, what do we know thus far?
Well, hi, Anton. It's an extraordinary event. As I understand it, what happened was that a truck drove into a sort of vicinity right up to close to the building on the riverside, which had a sort of lifting platform, as you see, like, I think they're called cherry pickers sometimes, or trucks that can lift up so as to move heavy equipment into an upper story. They had one of those parked right beside the Louvre. Two or three people then broke through a window with glass cutters, not chainsaws as I understand it, and they knew exactly where they were going because they were then straight into the Apollo room, which is where ancient jewellery is displayed. You said Napoleon, it may be. There are also reports that it's from the French royal family, therefore from pre-revolutionary times, and they stole, so far it's not clear how much they stole, but it's being described as an inestimable value, both historic, cultural, and also presumably monetary value for jewels that old. And then they got back down to the ground floor and escaped on a motorbike, leaving the truck behind.
And for the French authorities, what are they saying about the prospect of an investigation, and where do they even begin?
Well, the Paris police chief says he's confident that they'll be able to find the people who are involved. He says that it's clearly well planned, and it was not sort of a random attack. It was by people who were sort of hardened criminals, seasoned criminals who had obviously studied the Louvre for many weeks before making this attack. France, for many years, has had gangs of really very, very high jewel fees who go for extremely high value targets. It hasn't been once several years now, but there was a whole range of them a few years ago. Whether this is a return of the same gang, I don't know. But he was confident they would get the jewels back and get the people. What that confidence is based on, I have no idea.
Well, we will see. Undoubtedly, there will be a lot more coverage on this story today. And as that investigation continues, John, really appreciate your time this morning. That is John Litchfield reporting for us from Paris.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.